The time had come, the time when eternity would be altered forever. This was the moment when condemnation would meet redemption, when the free reign of darkness would meet the light of the world. The time was now, and as the curtains rolled back from a divinely set stage, all of creation rose and stood in silence. Let all the world rise and stand in silence. Then the armies of heaven fell into place, lining the pathway for their prince.
Rank on rank the host of heaven, spreads his vanguard on the wind. As the light of light descended from the realms of endless day.
As the Prince of Heaven stepped down from his throne, the angelic beings shielded their eyes so as not to even gaze upon his holiness.
Oh, The silence of Christmas began long before the birth of Christ. For 400 years, God was silent, from the final words of the prophet Malachi until the proclamation of John the Baptist. From the time between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there were no prophecies, no revelations, no direct communications with his children. What kind of God would leave his people in silence for 400 years?
A God who keeps his promises, a God whose attention to detail would not allow the plan of redemption to unfold prematurely. You see, God is often silent while he is working. During those 400 years, God was resetting the world stage. Key prophecies were being fulfilled. The nations of the world were repositioning themselves to be in direct alignment with Scripture. For the first time in history, the Hebrew prophecies were being translated into another language, the universal Greek language, allowing for all nations to recognize the Messiah at just the right time. There was a plan. Galatians 4:4 says, "In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son to be born of a woman."
But while the curtain was closed, and while God was silent, his oppressed children were crying to him for deliverance.
We need you to come and save.
God heard the cries of his people, just as he hears our cries today. And he sent a deliverer, his only son, a savior who is Christ the Lord.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
Through this sleeping Adonai, the silence of Christmas was beautifully broken. A new song had been born. The Word became flesh and came to live among the very people he had created. A symphony of sound began that night that still echoes throughout the world today, from the cries of a tiny infant king to the multitudes of heaven's citizens shouting his praises from the night sky. The time for silence was past, and the time for rejoicing had come.
Perhaps the most beautiful Christmas phrase ever penned came from the prophet Isaiah, who would never see the Messiah of whom he wrote. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Unto us. The Messiah wasn't sent to deliver those who were perfect. He didn't come to save the righteous, for there is none who are righteous, not one of us.
It was our brokenness that touched heaven's heart. It was our neediness that moved the hand of God unto us.
unto people crippled by life, unto those who have lost hope, unto the ones who see themselves as damaged.
Unto those who work hard yet still struggle to make ends meet. Unto the people who fail the same test again and again. Unto those who hurt.
Unto those who are paralyzed by their past.
Whether we realize it or not, none of us are without the need of a Savior. We are the broken ones, and so unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
Unto us a child is born, unto us he's come. To the weak and to the worn, unto those who mourn. He didn't come to save the perfect. He remembers we are dust. So he came and he was given unto us. Unto us a child is born, unto us he's come. To the weak and to the worn, unto those who mourn. He didn't come to save the perfect. He remembers we are dust. So he came and he was given unto us.
Come.
And so this child, this Messiah, the Savior, delivers us today the same way he has delivered his people since Bethlehem. He gives us his own righteousness. How can we respond to such an amazing, undeserved gift? We cannot be silent, for if we remain silent, even the rocks will cry out praise in our place. And so we join the great psalmist in exclaiming,
"Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases?
Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?"
Our Christmas silence has ended. So shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.
God. Friends, we gather here each week to bring the best of our worship to God. If that is not the best of our worship, I don't know what is. These folks have put together months and months of rehearsals to bring this to us today. It is a beautiful piece, and I know they have poured their heart and their soul into it. Joy, our director, Lori, our accompanist, our musicians who are with us today, our instrumentalists, our choir, our soloists, and our narrators, let us show our appreciation for their hard work to bring us worship today. Let our applause echo the words of our Lord and Savior, "Well done, good and faithful servants." And now, as you go forth this day to continue in your worship of Almighty God, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and forevermore. Amen and amen.